Are you ready for Move to Millions Live 2024? Well, registration is now open. It is going down May 22nd through the 24th, just outside of Washington, D.C. You have to be there if you have millions on your mind. If you think the book was something, wait until you get into proximity to your next level. The conversations, the clarity, the collaborations, and the community that is going to get you to and beyond the $1 million mark is waiting for you now. Go grab your seat at movetomillionsevent.com. What I need for you to know is that abundance springs forth from being, and your being is the embodiment of all that you are in a season like this. And if you can focus on being and remember the motto of spiritual abundance, who must I be so that I can do what I want to do and have what I want to have, you will be made and not broken. You're listening to the Leverage Your Incredible Factor podcast with Darnell Jervy Harmon. If this is your first time joining me for the podcast, here's what I'd like for you to know about me. First and foremost, I am the absolute best at combining spiritual principles with business growth strategy to turn entrepreneurs into multiple six and seven figure CEOs. Second, I don't do hustle and grind. I do spirituality and systems. And you might be wondering, what in the devil is an incredible factor? And if so, I invite you to go all the way back to the very first episode of this podcast. It's aptly titled, Exactly What is the Incredible Factor? There's even a cool worksheet that I want you to do that will help you to find yours. Oh, I will likely say some things that will make you laugh, a few things that could make you cry, and definitely make you question if you are ready to leverage your incredible factor. Remember, I'm a coach, and my job is to tell you what you don't want to hear and show you what you don't want to see, all to help you to become who God created you to be. I'm so excited that you're here. This episode is powered by the Profitable Pivot Masterclasses. If you know that you need some support pivoting, but not just pivoting, pivoting profitably, I want you to know that I've opened up some live trainings with me where I will be teaching core business growth tenets that do not falter during challenging times. To learn more about and to enroll in one or all of these classes, visit darnell.com/pivot. Hey, incredible ones, it's Darnell. I'm so excited to be with you for another episode on the podcast. And I'm not gonna lie, right now, people are shook. I am literally in conversations every single day with people who are still shook by what is happening. They're scrambling. Some are even struggling and paralyzed by fear instead of seeing what's happening for what it truly is. It's an opportunity to be made or broken in your business. This call to pause, to pray, and to pivot will either heal you or reveal what in your life and business is off. So I want to use our time together today to really help you to not only pivot like we talked about last week, but to realize what's at stake and what it is in you that needs to change. Because I got to be real with you. This moment right now, it's so much bigger than a virus. It's so much bigger than how the media is sensationalizing everything that's going on. This moment, this blip in time, this opportunity to pause and to pivot is entirely about you. Yes, I get it. And I'm not trying to be insensitive. Every single one of us is going through a momentous shift right now, right? Lots of us are waking up in panic, wondering if anything changed overnight. Has it gotten worse? Picking up the phone or turning on CNN or whatever. Are the numbers increasing? We're asking ourselves, asking what else is going to go wrong? Or has there been another ban set in place? Are there other things that are coming up that are going to hurt your business? And I get it, because every twinge of panic, every question in your spirit, every thought that you're thinking as you wait for the other shoe to drop is being triggered by external circumstances and good old-fashioned fear. And if I'm being honest, focusing outward is not doing you any good right now. It's only going to intensify what's going on. And if you truly want to take your place on the other side of this pandemic, these challenging times, it is going to require you to look inward. It's the inward work that creates the outward results. So let me be clear. If you were, I need you to know that before all of this happened, circa February 15th, you were struggling with issues that would impact the growth of your business, period. Like, they didn't just pop up because now there's this pandemic going on the planet, right? Or not on the planet, maybe just in the world. They didn't, your issues didn't just pop up. They've been magnified by a need for you to get your proverbial house in order, right? Because the fact of the matter is you weren't clear about your messaging or your marketing or how to close sales before this all started, right? You weren't clear about what you should be offering that would allow you to work smarter and not harder and bring more of the right clients into your business. None of that started when we got self-quarantined, just so we're clear, right? And as I talked about in last week's episode, your purpose is not quarantined. You have a distinct opportunity right now to be made or to be broken, to be healed or revealed for what you are experiencing. And as a result of that, we all need to be called to something higher, right? We need to be called to an opportunity to choose poise over panic, to choose calm over chaos, to choose consistency over uncertainty, to choose focus over fear, being caring over criticizing, showing empathy over isolating and thinking you're in this all by yourself. We have a distinct opportunity right now to be made or to be broken. And so I want to use our time together today to share with you some of the things that I've shared with my clients. So many of you know, I mean, I work with some of the most amazing entrepreneurs and small business owners on the planet. They are winning in this season. They are not held back or unfocused. They are crystal clear and their businesses haven't skipped a beat. They have pivoted profitably and they are keeping it moving, not just because they have me as their business coach and mentor, but because we were built for this. We're true to this. We're not new to this. And right now, as the rubber is hitting the road, you have a decision to make. Will you be made or will you be broken in the face of what's going on right now? I know everywhere you turn, people are talking about pivoting, right? About making some poignant, powerful shifts so that you don't get caught up in what's going on, but instead you rise above everything that's going on. And I believe that in order for that to happen, there are some things you distinctly need to do and there's some things you don't need to do. And so I want to spend a few minutes just talking about some do's and some don'ts. And then I'm going to share some of the things that I included on the checklist that I gave to my clients, because I think it would be helpful for you as you navigate what is being called a challenging time. Like, let's call it what it is. We are on the brink of a recession, right? An economic downturn. But do you know that during economic downturns, some of the most amazing, creative entrepreneurs and entrepreneurial ventures have been started? I started my business at the turn of the last economic downturn. And yeah, I mean, I got caught up in it. I ended up having to file bankruptcy in 2010, but 4 years outside of bankruptcy, I was sitting in a seven-figure business. And it was because of some of the things that I'm going to share with you now that you need to use this time of pause, this time of self-care and self-reflection to focus in on, so that when it's over, because it will be over, you'll be ready. And this is, it is so important that you understand this and that you turn off the dang blasted television. It doesn't matter. We have gotten the crux of the information we need to have right now. And as a result, we need to be figuring out how to shift and change our businesses, period, point blank. That's really what it comes down to. So I want you to be thinking about, when it comes to your business, what are the things that you need to do to survive this and anything else? Because this is not the first economic downturn, right? 9/11 was a big deal, right? The 2008 recession and the crashing of the housing market and the bailouts and all of that stuff. Guess what? You made it through that. you're still here to tell the story. So you are stronger than you think. And provision has already been made for this. For those of you who, like me, are spiritual, who love God, who believe in God, who have relationship with God, and I'm talking about real relationship, not those of you who are fair weather believers, those of you who ride or die for Jesus Christ, right? Those of you who ride or die for God, because we don't have to make this about religion so much as I want it to be about your relationship and connection and alignment with God, right? The creator of the abundant universe that we all get to live in every single day. There is still opportunity. In fact, in my opinion, the opportunities are greater than they ever were. I was reading something recently, and I don't have a list of all of the companies that came out of the last economic downturn, but Uber, I believe, was one of those companies. Snapchat was one of those companies. There are brands that coming out of this will be made better, stronger, more profitable than ever, but it's going to be contingent upon the way you show up right now, okay? So the first thing that you have to do is you have to decide, right? I love the Emerson quote. Emerson says, once you decide, all of the universe rearranges itself to bring you what you decided. So you've got to decide. You've got to decide that this is a season of thrive, period, point blank. Like, there is no either or. This is a season of made, right? If the choices are made or broken, this is a season when you and your business will be made, period. That's the only decision that there is to make. And you work, you show up every single day in your business, right? People are calling and checking on me and my husband and make sure we're good and everything. It's business as usual for us. We've been building a business that we can run virtually for a long time, right? So if I've been in business 13 years, we started creating virtual components to our programs about 7 years ago. As I say all the time, we're not new to this, we're true to this. And your resolve, you deciding to thrive, is going to help to make you true to this as well. The second thing that you're going to need is you're going to need leadership skills. When I say made or broken, I don't just mean will your business survive or will your business falter, right? I mean, will your leadership skills heighten or will you shrink back? I want to borrow from that Marianne Williamson poem, Our Deepest Fear, when she says, when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give others permission to do the same. So leading now is absolutely essential to your ability to thrive in these challenging times that we're in. But you also need to take it seriously, right? And let me just talk about some of the things that I'm doing right now. I am taking it seriously. Like, we are in the house. We are, even my assistant who physically works in my office is working from home. We're taking it seriously. We're doing our part to flatten the curve because it's going to get worse before it gets better. If we don't all lead, and by leading, we recognize that we need to take this seriously, right? I'm working on my self-care and I'm isolating. Like, I'm not hanging out with my girlfriends. I'm not still doing the things that I was doing pre-pandemic because it's absolutely essential that I take care of me and my vessel, right? Since December of last year, I have lost 26 pounds. I've released 26 pounds. Now, there's an underlying story, which I'm going to tell you now about how that happened. But even in the face of what's going on right now and being self-quarantined, we're not in here stuffing ourselves to death because we are vessels to be used for and by God. And so in order for us to do his work, we have got to be in a position to be able to do so, right? So we've been self-caring. We've been taking care of ourselves. We've been making sure that even now we are getting enough sleep. We're eating the right things. We're moving our bodies. We're doing the things that need to happen. Now, I could go for a massage, a professional massage, right? My husband is definitely doing his part. But I recognize that right now is not the time for that. And so I've postponed and or canceled everything that isn't absolutely mandatory because it feels good to me. And I think it's important as a leader to lead. Let me just sidebar and say this. It was challenging for me to decide to postpone breakthrough in business, next level, everything. My live event that is going to shake the planet and change some lives massively. It was hard. And when this whole first thing, this thing first started, we weren't moving the dates. It was still happening May the 20th through the 22nd. And then as time went on and the governor here in the state of Delaware decreased the ban, the gathering ban. So initially it was 250 or less. And we were like, okay, we're in the clear. But I'll be honest, I wasn't taking it seriously, right? But then our governor came back and said, okay, 50 people or less is the new ban. And I was like, okay, at the time that that happened, we already had over 70 people registered for the event, not even including the team that was going to be there. And then we started to see the number of cases, not just in our state, but in every state increase. And we realized that the right thing to do was to postpone for our safety, for the safety of our attendees, and to make sure that people could really get the breakthrough that they were coming for. Because if we held the event in all of this time, then people would be distracted and they wouldn't be able to hear from God and align and connect with him in a more deep fashion. And so we began the process of postponement, and we reached out to every speaker, and I'm grateful every speaker is still able to join us on our new dates this fall. So go ahead and just write this down. Our new dates are October the 21st through the 23rd, and the VIP day is on the 20th. Everyone's still able to join us, and we're moving forward with those new dates. And we're putting some things in place to continue to serve and support the people while we're going through this, but we decided to take it seriously, right? And I'm continuing to work with my team, but everyone is working remotely. We're still holding our team meetings. We meet as a team every Monday, and then I meet with individuals throughout the course of the week based on what projects they're working on, right? I'm staying in connection and communication with my clients, right? Made sure that they were clear about what were the things we were changing, what were the things that weren't being modified. What things were we canceling? If anything, we didn't cancel anything. What were we postponing? And to let them know that I'm here to support them in any way that I can. Now, I've always been the type of person in my work, regardless of what the program says it includes, that I go above and beyond and over-deliver to my clients because I love to further reward people who invest in themselves through me. And so I'm showing up more fully for my clients. And so I'm sharing this with you so that you can do the same, so that you can show up more fully for your clients. Be the support that they need right now, right? Ask yourself, what thought leadership can you provide to your community, your clients, your constituents right now? And be that. What can you create, right? I've got a group on Facebook. The Six Figure Cash Flow Club. Shout out to the Six Figure Cash Flow Club. If you're not a member of the club, you should join because right now I'm releasing even more content and support for them during this time. I'm showing up even more to keep them engaged, to keep them excited and focused on becoming out of this stronger so that they can be made and not broken by what's happening. So what can you do? What thought leadership can you provide right now? Ask yourself that and figure out that answer. If you don't already have an online course, take some of this time to create one. Create a course for people. Whatever it is that you do, teach it, right? Make sure, I said this earlier, but I'm going to say it again. Make sure that you're doing your self-care. Get enough sleep. Take naps. Work out. Move your body. Go for a walk. Get out, get some fresh air and some vitamin D, right? Do the things that you need to do. Make sure that you ask for help if you need it. The Small Business Administration is putting together some loans for those of you who need it. Now, in order for you to be able to take advantage of that, your paperwork is going to have to be in order. You're going to need to be able to provide and show that you are experiencing a loss right now, but there is help available so that you don't miss anything in your business. One of the things that I highly encourage you to do if you haven't done it. This is one of those make or break things. So after going through the last recession and having to file bankruptcy, one of the things that I decided coming out of that was that I was never going to be in that position again. And so I started to take steps to insulate myself, not just in cash, but definitely with cash. This is part of the reason why I preach from the mountaintop about six-figure cash flow, right? Because when you have six-figure cash flow, things like this won't shake you, right? And prayerfully, you don't even have to touch your cash flow. But I've been able to build up a really great quote-unquote nest egg inside of my business and even personally, so that in times like this, we don't have to falter. Now, my faith has nothing to do with my cash reserves, just so we're clear. But it allows me to stay focused because I get it. You get it, honestly, if right now you're scrambling because you don't have 6 months of living expenses and 6 months of business expenses set aside. But what I'm going to ask you to do, so this is another do, is even now begin to put something away. I don't care if it's $100, right? You bring on a new client. Let's say you bring on a new client and they pay in full. Put $100 in an account that you won't touch, right? Just start putting money aside so that you can put yourself in a position to avoid this in the future. That's something that's going to be important, right? Another do that I think is important right now is that you forgive yourself. Forgive yourself if you don't have cash reserves. It is what it is. And being inundated with guilt or feelings that aren't going to serve you right now isn't going to help anything. All it's going to do is break you when you need to be made right now. Like I said, what's going on is either going to heal you or reveal you. And we want to come out of this stronger, right? So forgive yourself. Just let it go. Do the best that you can with what you have right now. Do that. Now let's talk about some of the things you don't want to do. You don't want to just go and fire your team or eliminate the resources that you need. You don't want to do that. You don't want to stop marketing, right? It's more important now than ever, especially because if let's say your marketing strategies have been offline historically, you might want to start marketing online because everybody's home and everybody's, you know, scurrying the internet looking for resources. So you want to be where the people are. So you want to make sure that you don't stop your marketing. You don't want to make decisions in fear. You don't want to cancel everything. You don't want to ask for refunds. Everybody is trying to figure it out. Offer people some grace, right? I did a live in the Six Figure Cash Flow Club last week, and I played that song by Escape, "What I Need From You Is Understanding," because I think everybody needs some understanding right now, right? This is an opportunity for everyone to exude grace. Don't beat yourself up either, right? The question you need to ask yourself right now so that you are made and not broken is, what are you going to do to get your head clear so that you can make decisions from $1 million vantage point? So whether you are $1 million company today or not, you've got to think like you're one in order to be made in this season, right? You've got to ask yourself what you're going to do to recession-proof your business. Now, there are some industries that thrive during times like this, right? If you're in education, if you're in health and wellness, if you sell insurance, if you are a marketer, if you're in financial management, and if you have products and services that increase happiness and self-esteem, this is the time when you thrive. When I used to be in Mary Kay and I would be out recruiting people, that was actually one of when I think about when I started Mary Kay, I started in 2001, hello, 9/11, and I left Mary Kay in 2008, hello, real estate fallout. And during that time, I was able to recruit. Over my entire tenure in Mary Kay, I personally recruited probably over a couple hundred women. My unit had 500 people at one point in time. Because businesses that thrive in economic downturns are businesses that make people feel better. Businesses that make people increase their skills. So there's an opportunity, if your business falls into one of those categories, for your business to be made in this season and not broken. But it is going to require something from you, right? It's going to require that you decide, the first thing I said to you, right? That you decide that there's opportunity and you remember that you have a printing press out back that you can turn on whenever you desire, right? Now, it is going to require strategy. So if you don't have your own business coach, I highly recommend that you look at my Profitable Pivot Masterclasses, because each class I'm going to be teaching the content live, and then I'm going to be doing some open Q&A and laser coaching as a part of it. And this is a big part of my give back, right? I could have charged way more for these classes, but I want to be supportive in this season for people. And so I want to create an environment for everyone who wants a profitable pivot to be able to make one. That's why the price, the investment for the classes is what it is. I could have charged way more, and I fully understand that. This is part of my give back. This is my way. I think Patti LaBelle said it best. When you've been blessed, you pass it on. Right? And so I'm going to round out our time together with some questions I think you need to ask yourself right now. So I want you to get a clean sheet of paper. I'll also put these questions in my show notes. But I want you to get a clean piece of paper, and I want you to ask yourself these questions. Because what it's going to take to be made and not broken during this time is the answers to this question, these questions. Number one, who will I be? Being is about embodiment, right? This is not a time to fake it until you make it. This is a time to rise up, because your state of being is so essential, and you have got to decree what it is that you desire. Who will you be right now? The model of abundance says, who must I be to do what I desire to do so that I can have what I desire to have? Abundance springs forth from being first. Write that down. That was good. I'm actually going to write that down, because that was juicy good. Abundance springs forth from being. So who are you being right now? Who will you be during this time? It's the key to rising above and pursuing your purpose and preparing for your next level everything. Who will I be? Second question is, who's counting on me? Your spouse, your children, your business partners, your team, your clients, your prospects. Who's counting on me? Third question, how will I show up for them? See, when you know that people are counting on you, it's an opportunity to be made and not broken. See, we will do more for other people than we will for ourselves, right? So how will you show up for them? Fourth question, what is my new schedule? So depending upon your home dynamic, your life and your schedule are going to be impacted, right? So you need to take some time to sit down with your family and enroll them in your plan to maintain peace and semblance so that you can be made and not broken in your business. Okay? You need to make sure that you establish with your family, because write this down, people support what they help to create. Let me repeat that. People support what they help to create. Next question. What additional responsibilities do I need to account for? For those of you who have school-age children, you may need to add teacher to your daily list of activities right now. What else do you need to add into your day-to-day so that as you're looking at what your new weekly plan sheet is going to look like, you literally have a full picture of what's going to be responsible, what you're going to be responsible for? Next question, what opportunities will I create? Right? What will this time create for you? What will you have access to that you don't have access to now? How will you emerge from these challenging times better and stronger and made and not broken? And last question, what goals am I setting right now? Yes, this is a time of goal setting. If you lose your focus on your business and what's most important, you'll get swallowed by what's happening right now, but you are better than that. So decide right now that you'll continue to grow your business. Can I just submit to you that last week, we brought on 3 new clients last week. Yeah, in the face of everything that's going on, we enrolled 3 new clients in our programs last week. So people are still spending. Now you're going to, and I encourage you to continue to spend, but you're going to spend more wisely, right? But people are still, if you solve a real problem, people are still looking for their problems to be solved. That's why I said your purpose is not quarantined. Because purpose is always the solution to a problem. Write that down. Purpose is always the solution to a problem. Right? So those are some questions I want you to ask yourself right now so that you can be made or not broken. Here's what I know. Now is the time for you to rise up and lead. Lead in your household, co-lead in your household, lead in your children, lead in your community, lead in your business, lead in your online community. Now is the time for you to lead. And I know, incredible one, that if you would rise up and lead, you will be made and not broken. I'll see you next time. Take care. I want to again reiterate that if you need some support making a profitable pivot in your business during this season, then I want you to visit me at darnyelle.com/pivot. And learn about our Profitable Pivot Masterclasses that are coming up the week of April the 13th. Nothing would bring me more joy than to support you during this time and help you to make a profitable pivot in your life and in your business. Thank you for joining me for the Leverage Your Incredible Factor Business Podcast. I'd really love to help you grow a business that funds the life you crave while doing work that shakes the planet. Get started today by applying for a discovery session with me or a member of my team at darnyelle.com/session. And if you enjoyed our time together, do yourself a favor. Head on over to iTunes, subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Until next time, remember, you do deserve a business that funds the life you crave. Take care. If you enjoyed this episode of the Move to Millions podcast, you are going to love Move to Millions Live. Get all the details to join us in the only room you need to be in if you've got millions on your mind and you want to learn exactly what it's going to take to access them in the next year. All the details are waiting for you now at movetomillionsevent.com.